Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we preview the 2025 boys golf season here with head coach Bob Fessler. When this airs, we will be done at Sadell with the first meet. But other than that, the entire spring remains ahead of us. Coach, obviously a really fun spring last season with the group that you had. A little bit more of a new look this year. A handful of guys returning from that team. Your thoughts about just initially returning back this year and having a lot of buzz and excitement to get back to the state tournament?
First of all, thank you, Andrew. It's always good to start a new year. It's fun coming off of kind of the high of last year, getting to the state tournament, even though we only got one day in. Still very fun to always, you know, end your season there and test yourself against the best schools, best players in the state. The new year brings, new fun, new anticipation, new excitement. So, it's early. We're in our second week of practice, really, and just trying to piece things together and find the kids that can go with some of the kids we have coming back, and yet the new players that are really trying to excel and kind of show us coaches what they can do. So, fun time of the year.
Well, and a large portion of your roster last year were seniors, but that doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing in terms of what's coming back this year. You said probably the largest roster you've had since you've taken over the program, and on that roster, a lot of guys who know how to play some golf.
I would agree. I mean, we have Cole Floden, who is a junior, and this is he'll be his third year as a starter, pretty seasoned player for us. KJ Bisick, by the end of last year was probably our low scorer in most meets, really came on strong towards the end of the year. Patrick Bashara was another one. Patrick had won a tournament and placed high in several other key tournaments for us, and he's back as a senior, so he'll play a big role as well. Those three certainly are going to be a core for us. I would say we really have a group of about another six or seven players that are going to vie in and out of those other varsity spots, top JV spots. So it'll be really challenging, but certainly Griff Simpson, strong sophomore, really good athlete, of course. Landon Reynolds, who was on our JV team, really worked hard over the fall, and then this last summer has improved tremendously. He's another sophomore that'll really be strong for us. And then we have a transfer in from Knoxville, Gabe Clark, who I think will have an opportunity to play for us, which is exciting. So, and if not, I mean, if we have guys that, you know, the competitive-wise maybe don't stay on top of their game, we've got a number of freshmen, a couple other juniors that are right on their tail. So it does bring a lot of excitement to the year.
Also means a lot of work for you as a coaching staff to get that ready. Here with Bob Fessler, head coach of the Pella Boys golf team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we preview the season. And that's exciting because competition breeds success. But with a large team, you also need to have tournaments that fit that. And your schedule, you've had to make some adjustments. But a lot of opportunity to play as well this year.
Correct. I mean, to that point, we have 36 players that are out this year, which is the most we've had since I've been here in 20-plus years. And it's a great thing because you can build, but it's also problematic with three coaches and just trying to get everyone the attention they need. And we have such a full range, right? Some of the kids previously mentioned, 3-4 years of experience, all the way to kids that are walking on the course and, you know, their first time. And so trying to find that mix of where everybody should be and how much time, practice time, and what meets we go to. Certainly have made scheduling meets, JV meets, varsity meets interesting. So we've done a lot. I have to tip my hat to Matt Fouch, our athletic director, truly has done a tremendous job of allowing us to try to make our program successful, has backed us in so many ways and doing everything he needs to do to make our program successful. So much appreciated from him.
Well, and if this team is state tournament worthy, you'll know it because your schedule is loaded. You have all your home dates outside of any potential state qualifying or anything like that will be in April. It starts next Thursday at Boss Landon, which has really become a nice little early bird for you with teams like Gilbert and Knoxville. And then you've got your Dutch Masters, which we'll talk about in just a second. And I'm looking up and down your list here of some of the spots you're going. You're going to just about every corner of the state, but that's what you want to do. You want these guys to play the best, even if they don't get to the state tournament.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, a number of years ago, we made in our program a commitment to try to play top teams, bring top teams in early so we can get a measurement of where we are, what we need to do to improve, and what the gap might be. Some years the gap is not very big at all, and other years it's a little more challenging. But it always shows us what amount of work we need to do to get better. And that's what's so encouraging by this. As we were talking about before, our Dutch Masters field is absolutely loaded. I think there's actually 9 or 10 returning teams from state tournaments, and it's exciting. It's top teams in the state. Great opportunity to see what we're about and who we are and where we fit in the mix of everything. So excitement along the way. And then we travel. We're going all the way up to Clear Lakes Invite up in Mason City. We're going to go to Cedar Rapids. We're going to go to Gilbert. We get to play at Cedar Rapids Country Club. That's what really exciting. Over at Solon's Invite. So we want to play the better teams for sure.
And that just gets to overall being a tournament team several times in the state tournament the last couple of years, off and on, and having guys that have been great in other sports as well. Yeah. I imagine just, you know, overall, A, you want to have fun. These guys enjoy the journey, but it's got to be fun for these guys to know what they're pushing for and that the goals that they want to attain have to be pretty high.
Right. You know, when we play these teams early and match up with them early in the year and then know what it takes to get there, once we are there, we don't go in and we're like afraid to play. We've seen these teams. We know what they have. We've played at big venues before. All that's pretty intentionally designed so that the moment hopefully isn't too big when we do get there. So that's kind of the idea behind. If we pull that off every year, that's, you know, one thing, but that's the plan anyway, so.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Again, those home meets coming up, if people want to check them out here at Boss Land and all this year, Thursday, April 10th, and then the two-day Dutch Masters, it'll be super busy. 18 teams in that field, April 18th and the 19th, another meet coming up on the 22nd. That's Bob Fessler, head coach of the Pella Boys golf team, previewing the season. Bob, looking forward to seeing you at some of those home meets and in between and getting some guys on the air. All the best to you this spring and looking forward to some great golf.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it very much.